Welcome back. Tom Abraham along with Bran Hopkins. And you know, Hop, we got football getting ready to start. But one thing that's certain, whenever football starts, that also means that camps are getting ready to open as well in the NHL. And if you will, and this is an interesting parallel to what we were just talking about when a team like Middle Tennessee plays a team like Minnesota, for example, the Nashville Predators are a team that often have very, very low expectations nationally. Everybody every year picks them to not make the playoffs, and all Barry Trotz does is fire these guys up and take them to the playoffs basically year in and year out. Now they're looking to take the next step, and Trotzy joins us now. Barry, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys.
How was that off season? Did you get a nice little break there? Get your batteries recharged?
Yeah, I think my batteries are recharged. It was a strange summer, but a lot more traveling than I expected going into the summer. But from that standpoint, it's business as usual.
All right, you've got Patrick Hornquist obviously back in the fold. This is obviously very, very good for the organization. He's a guy that you can build around, and you have an excellent blend right now. And this is a time where a lot of people talked about the Arnie thing. They thought it was a salary dump. Wasn't a salary dump. It's time to kind of let these guys have their say and take control of this deal. Talk a little bit about Hornquist and what your expectations are for him now that he's getting paid.
Well, I think the same expectations you know, going into the last year, you know, obviously he made a huge jump. I didn't know what the expectations were. But once he's got the 30-goal mark and the way he played with that real hardness in those hard areas, you know, I expect that all the time. And it doesn't matter if he's, you know, making what he's making now or what he was making last year. He, you know, hopefully performing to that, at least the level he played last year, and maybe grow from there. So Patrick's a quality guy. He's a Nashville draft. He's gone through the system and the growing pains, and we're hoping for, you know, a lot of good things for him, from Patrick for the next couple of years.
Trotzy, what's the obvious difference between this 2010 Predators team and the 2019?
Well, I think, you know, they're going into last year, there was some unanswered questions. You know, could Patrick Hornquist, you know, score more than two goals for you? You know, there was a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I think obviously getting Sully back for 82 games was going to be something that we're looking at. So going into it, there was a lot of uncertainty in terms of where we would end up and what our expectations were. I think what has happened is that our team has grown up. You know, the core of our team, our leadership of our team has really shifted from the, you know, maybe an Arnott, Sullivan, Dumont group. They're still part of leadership in Sully and Dumont, but really the team's really been starting to be, you know, driven by a Shea Weber, a Ryan Suter, a Patrick Hornquist, you know, a Pekka Rinne. Those are the guys that are driving the team right now with the help of a JP and a Sully. And so I think our leadership group and our team is really, I'm really excited about it. I think we've got added some speed. With Arnie going to New Jersey, we're able to pick up Matthew Lombardi, who is a terrific skater. Will give us the team speed, and I don't think there'll be much of a drop-off at all, if any, in terms of production, and then hopefully an increase. And I think we got a little more team speed, but our team is really together, and our Nashville Predators, the cloth of our core is Nashville Predators.
You know, sometimes you put a C on a guy and he becomes the captain, and Arnott, you know, at times is an excellent captain. And then other times you've got guys that just are the captain. And that was the way most people look at Shea Weber. Do you feel that thing doesn't weigh very much, you know, when they stitch it on there? But sometimes guys, you know, feel that weight a little bit more. Is this a natural thing in your mind for Shea Weber now to carry the C for this team at that young age?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that C sometimes can weigh a lot, and I can give you great stories of Tommy Fitzgerald when he first started in Nashville. It weighed a lot on him, and it affected his play, and then finally we got it straightened out, and he was one of the best captains. I think with Shea, he's always been a leader. He's just, you know, there's certain people that you put in your lineup and people want to follow, and Shea's one of them, because what he represents on and off the ice is what people want to follow. And I always tell about leadership to any of my captains. You know, leadership is really a non-factor until there's adversity, until it's tough, and then that's when leadership really counts. And Shea's one of those guys, when it really counts, is if he really steps up. And I've known that since he played junior. I've seen it when he was in Milwaukee, and I've seen it with us. So I think he's going to be an excellent captain. And I, as I said to him, I just want you to be yourself. Don't do it. Don't change your anything. Just be yourself.
Everybody knows Barry Trotz with us talking a little hockey here. He's the head coach, of course, of the Nashville Predators, a great friend of the show, and I think this is a topic that we can talk about openly, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. Everybody knows the history of the team in the playoffs, and you got to get to that next level. And everybody also knows that in the playoffs, it's so much more intense. You see the intensity go up. One argument that's out there is that Barry Trotz gets his team to play playoff-style hockey almost all season long. They overperform to get into the playoffs, but they have no gear left because of the fact that, you know, they're basically overachievers during the season, and they can't shift into high gear to win those playoff series. I don't know that that's the case or not, but you guys have been doing this long enough. What has to be different in your mind to get through, you know, and get a little deeper into playoffs? What has to change other than not playing the team that keeps winning the Stanley Cup in the first round?
that's absolutely an excellent question, because, you know, as coaches, you think about that. And, you know, to go far, especially in the first round to me is the hardest mm-hmm. to get through. It's the hardest to get through because the intensity level is ramped to its absolute highest, it seems, at that point. And mentally, it's really tough on teams. And to get through that first round is hard. And you need a little bit of luck. I think, quite honestly, we've had two or three teams that when we went into the playoffs, we said, we're going to have to be outstanding, and we're maybe hoping that the other team, we can shut them down in certain areas. And if they're on their game and we're on our game, they're just too deep for us. And then we've gone into a couple series where, obviously, the year that we had Peter Forsberg and all that, we just went into the playoffs with not really great health, and that really affected us against San Jose. So need to be lucky. But to me, the most important thing that to get to the next level is the mentality that you're ready for the next step. And you can take all the other factors are part of it, but the number one factor is that you have to know that you're going to win. And nothing else can be acceptable. And I think we're at that point as a team and as an organization that we, like, to losing to Chicago last year, it's still very bitter in our mouth. Even though that they won a Stanley Cup, and it's a small consolation that you played the best team in the National Hockey League and they beat you out. But we had them, and we didn't have enough killer instinct at that point to get the job done. I think that we're crossing over that level. Some of the great teams, and I'll use Detroit, who's in our division. I think they're a great organization, a great team. Before they had all the success the last 15 or 20 years, they went through some of the most disappointing losses and some of the bigger upsets in the National Hockey League at that time and place. So I think we're ready. I think our leadership's ready. And I think that as a group, we're going to take the next step.
Trotsky, now one thing that really does come into play when you're talking about a playoff caliber team is creating that environment. Do you think that Nashville does a good enough job in, when you get into those playoff situations, creating that kind of environment that helps your ball club?
Yeah, I do. I think in the fact that our fans are so intense, and they bring so much energy. You know, from our standpoint, I think that's all in place. And what I like about Nashville, we've grown up that our expectations as a organization, our expectations as fans, media, has grown that they expect us to win. And that is a great asset to have, is that the people in your community, the media, they expect you to win. I know that you're not going to go 82-0, and you're going to have some up and down stretches in your season, but the expectations are Nashville Predators are going to win hockey games, they're going to get in the playoffs, they're going to compete for the Stanley Cup. And I know nationally, we don't get a lot of recognition. We're always placed in 14th or 15th spot, it seems. But we've been there, and we've got a great culture. We've got a great track record for a team that has been in the bottom five in terms of spending dollars. Only 9 times since the lockout have teams made the playoffs. We're 5 of those 9, and I think that's a tribute to the organization, the players that we drafted, and I think our team concept.
All right, Trotsky, the Minnesota Golden Gophers come into town to play the MTSU Blue Raiders. Who do you got?
I got the Gophers.
You're going to go with the soda? You're going to take with the soda?
I'm going to go with the Minnesota.
Nah, I'm sorry, Barry. I kind of threw you in the middle of a heated discussion that Tom and I were having before we got you on. I just want to get your take on it.
There you go. All right, Trotsky, we appreciate you. We're looking forward to the season. I'm so fired up for the hockey season this year, and we'll look forward to get this thing going.
Absolutely. I'm fired up, too. And anytime, guys, give me a call.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thanks.
All right.
Barry Trotz there joining us. And
crap.
It's good to talk to him.